Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about recipe content and being strategic with it. So two types of content on the recipe front that I think are super relevant right now are, first, recipe content around holidays. So if you have content that you had last year, maybe using something with pumpkin in it as you approach Halloween, something as you approach Thanksgiving or Christmas, anything that is sort of Q4 and holiday specific in nature, don't be shy about repurposing that content from last year. If it was a winner last year, it'll probably be a winner today. Again, the same people will probably not see it. So B, it is new content in the eyeballs of a lot of other people. C, it saves you time from having to recreate another masterpiece around the holiday. Like, there's not that many different versions or iterations that you can come up with or should have to come up with around the holiday. And lastly, you know, the platforms change. So an asset that you used on Instagram last year that had sort of moderate success from a KPI point of view, maybe would be a great YouTube short this year, 12 months later, or maybe it would work right now on Reels or Facebook Reels if you only did it in the feed, or maybe it might even work on TikTok. Even if it didn't work on TikTok last year, the algorithm has changed, the platform has changed. So don't be shy about repurposing old content, especially holiday content in nature. Don't reinvent the wheel. And last is entry-level type UGC videos. So when you create overly stylized recipes, it's just harder. It takes more time. There's more effort that goes into it. And while I think those are amazing, especially ASMR in nature, more long form, beautiful recipe content, I think those are fantastic. But I think you can't maintain a high volume of those. So for every one of those, maybe you have like three or four UGC in style type videos. So those can be made by fans and followers and even creators around the brand. But also, if your internal social media stack or you have an external agency, just keeping it simple, using an iPhone. Remember, if somebody doesn't know you, has never seen your brand before, they might not watch a 30 to 60 second long form video with a lot of steps. They might want just something short and sweet, like a great on the go treat to take to the gym, something to get into your kid's lunchbox. Keep it simple. A, it saves you time. B, it saves you money and just overall effort. So there's an opportunity cost on both fronts. And C, this is just better content, especially as you're trying to reach new eyeballs with some of the organic reach and some of the paid efforts that you're doing on platforms like TikTok and Meta and YouTube Shorts. And that's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.